Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I don't know what happened there. It seems my microphone just disconnected for a little bit. It's working now, so it's all good. Well, I was reading another question. Would you like to continue with the survey that we were doing?
Go ahead then.
Okay. Now, you will be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like for me to repeat the question, or it's all clear?
Yeah, go ahead. Repeat the question.
Okay, sure. So you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
So the first person that we have is Carolina Amstey.
No. No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. The next one is Scott Boyd.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. The next one is Aaron Huntley.
No.
No opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm. So which one? Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, I have an opinion about her.
No opinion, okay. And the next one is...
I did not say no opinion. I said, yes, I have an opinion about her.
Okay, so would you say it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Very favorable. Okay, thank you. And the next one is Leonard Spencer.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would it be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Kamala Harris, Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for her, for Kamala.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voted yes. For her.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amstey was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amstey could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amstey has denied any wrongdoing, says these are false charges that were created by her political opponents, and expects to become completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amstey, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Okay. I really don't know the whole thing. So, which one is indicted or which one is that is who isn't, which one who is in trouble?
So the statement that I just read was about Carolina Amstey.
Mm-hmm. She's the Democrat?
She is the Republican.
Okay. Well, I'll vote the Democrat anyway.
Okay. Voting for the Democrat. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Now, due to State Representative Amstey's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the election of Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would it be for Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I will vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, just as a little heads up, thank you so much over here for your time and patience. We're almost done with the survey. We are about 80% through with it, so just stay with me for a little longer.
No problem.
Again, thank you so much for your patience. So, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Would it be for Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And once again, would you say you are definitely voting or just probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Was it for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or was it for someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
Mostly I vote Democrat, but if the Republican candidate is somebody that I like what he or she is saying, I'll vote Republican. But at this moment, I will vote Democrat.
Got it. So you would say that you usually vote Democrat and sometimes you vote for Republican.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate.
Moderate, okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Is it less than a high school diploma, a high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or a two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or a four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
High school diploma out of the U.S.
So you do have a high school diploma. So it would be a high school graduate in that case.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. Now this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation today. It's an appreciated valuable. over here. So hope you have a nice rest of your day, and I hope you take care.
You're welcome. Good night.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.